Hello, I'm Caden Marshall, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing first-year assistant AD, Hunter Lively. Welcome, Hunter.
Hey, how's it going, Caden? Nice to be here.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a Friday. I'm feeling good.
Yes, sir. So we're going to ask you a couple of questions about your time at LCU. And okay. So can you share a bit about your background and where you originally came from, maybe about your family and how they've supported you on your journey? Yes, sir.
Anything? Yeah. Yeah. So I was born in Hot Springs, Arkansas, a town about an hour south of Little Rock. And so grew up there most of my life, went to school there in high school, and then went to college at Henderson State University, which is right down the road, about 45 minutes from hometown. Ended up working there for 8 to 10 years. I can't remember exactly how many years I was there, but I was assistant athletic director there. Prior to that, I was a grad assistant, worked in the athletic department as a student assistant, worked my way all the way up from student assistant to grad assistant to director of marketing, and then transitioned from director of marketing into that assistant AD role, which is the same position that I'm in here at LCU. So, you know, a lot of great people in my life pouring into me, teaching me things, but I majored in the same thing you're majoring in communications. You know, had a little bit of a marketing background with a master's degree in sport administration, had to take some marketing classes. So that's helped me get to where I am today. But I would say the biggest thing is learning from really, really good people that have poured into me, not just from a work standpoint, but spiritually, you know, emotionally. I've had some really awesome people in my life.
Sir, that's awesome. So next, could you provide an overview of your role as an assistant athletic director at Lubbock Christian University?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of been interesting because that other duties as assigned task has kind of been, you know, heaped onto my lap since we lost Scott Larson, our athletic director, to Black Hill State. You know, congratulations to him. That's a big time job. And you know, I'm super excited for him. But it's been definitely, you know, learning a lot on the fly as I go, because I've had to handle a lot of the money side of things, deposits, checks, you know, all that stuff that comes into our department that Scott normally would have done, has kind of fallen onto my responsibility. And so, you know, I've been having to do a lot of that recently, just going over to the business office, making sure that we have the right funds going into the right accounts, making sure teams, you know, don't go into the red, that they stay into the green in their budgets. And so I've been doing a lot of that, a lot of marketing, promotional activities at games whenever we have volleyball and basketball games at home, doing the halftime promos, getting the students out, getting them engaged. So a lot of fan engagement, and then doing some script writing, making sure that, you know, our PA people have the right words to say whenever they're speaking over the loudspeaker. So that's kind of in a nutshell what I've mostly been in charge of since I've been here in June.
Yes, sir. Okay, so yeah, talked about some of those, some of your roles. So maybe like, what are some of the challenges or opportunities that you are actually getting to like face, especially in the context of collegiate athletics as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, right now my biggest challenge, you know, because I'm a big people guy, I like to meet people, make friends. Sure. When I was at Henderson, I kind of was that de facto person who people would refer to if they needed a key to get into somewhere, because I had been there so long. I was that guy that knew where everything was or where everything was supposed to be set up, where everybody was located. And so here I'm kind of the new guy on the block. Not a lot of people know me. I don't know a lot of the students. And so I'm trying to develop relationships with our student athletes. I'm helping out with Coach Spiegel and our student athlete advisory committee, making sure that they're, you know, out in the community, being engaged, being involved. And I know we'll talk about that here in a little bit, but biggest challenge I would say is just getting to meet people and getting out in the community, understanding who we've already hit up for sponsorship, who we still need to reach out to, making sure that I don't go ask someone for $500 if they're capable of giving $5,000. And so that has been a challenge, just trying to make sure that I network appropriately and meet the people that I need to meet, shake the hands of people that I need to shake hands of.
Okay, so how do you engage the local community and alumni to build even fans or sponsors to build support for the athletic program and create a sense of pride for Lubbock Christian University?
Well, you know, the people before me did a great job of cultivating those relationships. I work directly, you know, close hand in hand with Raymond Richardson, Lisa Fraze, Jim Mowdy, our whole advancement department, Tracy Sparks, all of them over there are phenomenal. They do a phenomenal job. And, you know, just picking the brains of the people that have been here, figuring out who we need to approach, who we need to probably stay away from. Maybe they're a Tech alumni and they want to give all their money to Texas Tech.
Yes,
we're not going to waste our time with them. We want to reach out to people who want to see LCU thrive and see us grow. So that's alumni, you know, people that have been invested in our program for years. And so, you know, that's kind of been something that has been a challenge, but I feel like I'm growing in that, learning who, you know, who the right people to go speak to are. And so you just have to be bold. Don't be scared to go talk to people, you know, just cultivate. It's stewardship. You know, that's the word that comes to mind, is just stewarding those relationships and keeping that moving forward with the people that already give, but also fostering those new relationships with potential new sponsors.
Yes, sir. So could you discuss any specific projects or initiatives that you're currently working on to enhance the athletic experience for student athletes?
Yeah, yeah. Right now, and this is a huge one, you know, again, going back to the advancement department, we've secured the initial starting phases of funding for the Rip Griffin Center expansion project. So that's in the next 3 to 5 years. That's something that we're looking at trying to continue fundraising for. And I'm just kind of piggybacking on right now because I haven't been here for the initial phase of that project. And so I'm trying to come in and figure out how I can help, you know, improve that, make that, streamline it, make it easier. But the Rip Griffin expansion project, we're also going to be using some of that funding to, do some work at the baseball stadium, which it needs the work. It's one of our oldest facilities. It's a nice facility, but it's old and it needs some enhancements and upgrades. So those two facilities are going to be seeing some upgrades in the next couple of years. And that's something that I'm very passionate, very excited about because, you know, we need to keep up with the other schools that are in the Lone Star Conference. There's some big time schools that have some really amazing facilities, and you got to keep up with recruiting. You know, when these student athletes come on their visits, they don't want to come play, you know, in something that their high school gym or their high school field may have been better than what they see here. So we've got to, you know, keep up with the Joneses, I guess is the term, you know. So really excited about some of the facility upgrades that we're hopeful to see in the next couple of years.
And I feel like Lubbock is just a great place to have. It's a good market to
have
those upgrades.
For sure.
It's a, you know, expanding culture in Lubbock. You've seen it expand. So, and that was one of my questions, is how in the ever-evolving landscape of collegiate athletics, you know, you're seeing NIL deals now.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know if you're having to, but what are some of the trends and developments that you're having to keep an eye on? Is that something you're having to worry about? Or?
Yeah, you know, I talked with Chris Dew, our assistant AD for communications, on that. And one thing, we just signed a deal with a company called, it's Influencer, INFLCR. And we signed a deal with them. It's the ability for us to get all of the photos from Media Day, things like that, to the students, but there are also opportunities in there for them to make some money through influencer and NIL deals. And so that social media is huge. Mm-hmm. Social media is way bigger now than when I was in college, and it's only getting bigger.
Yes, sir.
With graphics and video production. So I would say social media is an ever-evolving, ever-changing area that student-athletes are capitalizing on and making money through it.
Yes, sir. And lastly, what advice or insights would you offer to aspiring professionals looking to pursue career in athletic administrations or collegiate athletics?
Yeah, I would say it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a lot of extra hours, a lot of weekends. So be prepared for that and be able to manage your time wisely. Time management is crucial. And I'm learning that, I would say, I don't want to say painfully, but I'm definitely learning it the hard way right now with a 9-month-old at the house, trying to be a full-time dad, full-time husband, and full-time worker. Sometimes you got to put some things on a back burner, you know, with work, because I'm a family guy. My family's always going to come first. And, you know, just being able to, when I'm at the office, making sure I'm managing my time wisely, getting the things done that need to get done, and prioritizing the important things, and maybe pushing some things back a little bit further down the line that may not need quite as much attention.
Yes, sir. Hunter, that concludes our question. So that was Hunter Lively, and at LCU, we are super, super thankful to have him. For more information on LCU athletics, visit lcushaps.com. This is Caden Marshall, and you're listening to 99.1 Shap Radio.